Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the crazy world with a little more zen and a whole lot less stress. You know that feeling when you're just bombarded by negativity news headlines screaming doom and gloom, social media filled with comparisons and competition, and even just everyday annoyances getting under your skin? Yeah, it's enough to make anyone want to pull the covers over their head and hide from the world. But what if I told you there was a simple, powerful practice that could help you shift your perspective, boost your happiness, and actually thrive amidst all the chaos? That's right, folks, we're diving into the incredible power of gratitude. Think of it like this. Gratitude isn't just saying thank you for the fancy coffee or a brand new gadget. It's about actively noticing and appreciating the good stuff in your life, big and small, every single day. And guess what? This daily reflection practice can seriously change the game for your mental well-being. First things first, gratitude is like a mental muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. When you focus on the positive, you rewire your brain to seek out more good things. Ever notice how when you're feeling grateful, everything seems a little brighter? You're more likely to smile, be kind to others, and even handle stressful situations with more grace. Second, gratitude helps us shift our perspective. We all have problems, but focusing on what we lack just amplifies those negative feelings. When we take time to appreciate what we do have, our health, our loved ones, a roof over our heads, it puts things into perspective and reminds us that life is pretty darn good, even on the tough days. Think about it like this. Imagine two people facing the same challenge. One person dwells on how unfair it is, focusing on what they've lost. The other person acknowledges the difficulty, but also recognizes the lessons they can learn and the opportunities for growth. Who do you think will bounce back stronger? Third, gratitude fosters resilience. Life throws curveballs, that's a guarantee. But when we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, we become more adaptable and better equipped to handle those challenges. It's like having an inner superpower that helps us weather the storms and come out stronger on the other side. Fourth, gratitude boosts our overall happiness. Studies show that people who regularly practice gratitude report higher levels of well-being, life satisfaction, and even physical health. It's not just about feeling good in the moment, it's about creating a positive feedback loop that spills over into every aspect of your life. Finally, remember that gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the challenges. It's about finding the silver linings and appreciating the little things. Think about it. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a heartfelt laugh with a friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin, these moments are worth savoring. So, how do you actually put gratitude into practice? Easy. Start by taking a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for. You can write it down in a journal, share your appreciation with loved ones, or simply take a moment to silently acknowledge the good things in your life. Think about that time when. Ever had a bad day, but then someone did something incredibly kind? Maybe a stranger held the door open, or a friend sent you a message just to cheer you up. Those little acts of kindness can completely shift your mood and remind you that there's still so much good in the world. Remember, gratitude isn't just about big things, it's about noticing the everyday moments that bring joy and meaning to your life. So, what's one thing you can be grateful for right now? Maybe it's your health, a supportive friend, or even just the fact that you have another day to make a difference. Take a moment to truly appreciate it. Because when we cultivate gratitude, we not only change our own lives for the better, but we also create a ripple effect of positivity that extends far beyond ourselves. That's what I call a win-win. So keep practicing, keep sharing those good vibes, and remember you got this. And don't forget to share your own gratitude stories with me. Leave a comment on the podcast page or tag me on social media using #mindgym. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.